What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass, and y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. On this episode, we diving straight into it. We got Rowdy Rich, and we're going to go straight off the top from his Antisocial album. I don't want to call it the Antisocial album. It's Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, if you want to be, you know, technical about it. But at the same time, we want to dive straight into it. I want y'all to listen to a few seconds of the intro, just to get a feel for the song as we go into breaking it down.
From out the streets became a millionaire. I know niggas started in the trap and they still there. Remember I was robbing, now my jewelry and I still wear it. Came a long way with all my niggas and they still here. My big brother high bars fight 200 years. I got the call, I lost my dog, I don't know how to feel. Gotta stay on savage time, you know it's war time. I remember I used to lead a house without my 4-5. I ain't got no time.
So basically, just starting off the gate, just from off of what you just heard, I feel like he just started laying it on you. He started letting you know about his traumas and basically just what he been through just coming out the gate that like to help build him to where he's at today. And then he also lets you know where he at today, you know. but going more deep into it, this album comes with a lot of notable features. For one in particular, one of my favorite is the Meek Mill joint, Peter. Another song I like on the album is Box. But then that's just a little different. But yeah, he got a few notable features, and the album I feel like is packed just right. And at that, the lineup, he got like a hitter lineup. Like as y'all just heard, that's the intro. Just starting out the gate, he started hitting it raw with the emotions. He started tying you into the album, and he started, and you can start to see how the album is going to kind of translate to the name, where he says, "Please forgive me for being antisocial." So first off the bat, like he hitting you with the, you know, with the heavy hitters of what's going on in his life. Like he said, he still wore the chain that he bought from, you know, that he got back when he was robbing. You know, which let him know that like he's present, but you know, his past, you know, he ain't never forget about his past in a sense, because his past is what helped made him who he is today. And you will hear that as he starts to go down the line and he starts to reflect back on like his brother situation and just his mindset that he wake up with on a daily day basis. But then when he kind of reflect back on those moments, it kind of give you his perspective of like, damn, like this is what he actually been through. And you got to get an understanding of who the artist is, not necessarily what the music is, if you kind of get what I mean. And I go more in a deeper thought with that. When I say like who the artist is more so like this is like the key components or the key compounds that make up who I am. Like, you feel me? Versus where you think about music, you be thinking about, all right, who was the producer, you know, the producer, the artist, where he get his sound from and stuff like that. More so, where did he get the thought process of his lyrics? Where did what kind of influences creativity? What kind of influence just the entertainer he is overall? Which means, you know, he's saying like, you know, please excuse me for being antisocial. As a musician, as a entertainer, people expect for you to always be social. But he like, you know, I come from a certain type of background where we wasn't as social, and here's why. So please excuse me if I'm not the most friendliest person, or please excuse me for if I'm not the most talkative or most expressionate or just the most outgoing person in the endeavors that you may feel I should be, you know, all joyful about. But I feel like it's a dope song, and really going off into it, I like how the intro of it, just going into the energy flow of it. And you can see that his energy also start to pick up as he start to tell his story, and the beat also start to pick up. So I feel like those two was like parallel with each other, which was pretty good, which kind of keep you on track and kind of keep you building up, you know. And then it's kind of, you know, and I feel like it's a good pass off to the next song. You know, like just going, diving straight into it, because then now you want to kind of see what the next emotion is going to be. You know, so it's sort of like storytelling. It's like, oh, snaps, you just watched all this stuff happen. Now what's going to happen? Like, now what's the next part of the story? Like, you know, and that's what I also like about the album is when I was speaking about like lining it up, you want to think about like storytelling. Like, I want to see like the different points. Like, I would translate to it like, oh yeah, I was at this high point. This was us. We was at this high point, but then this was the low point that came after that high point. You know, like stuff like that. And that's what I mean about you get to know the artist versus getting to know the music. You know, because sometimes the artist, you know, you could go back and reflect on the moment of how the music was made. Like, man, we was in the studio. It was lit that night. I happened to see such and such down in the next studio. Then they ended up coming and collab. And then it was just a magical moment. Then next thing you know, we created this great hit. Yeah, that's the story behind the music. But I want to hear the story behind the artist. So I like when artists a lot of times align their music up in a way where it's sort of like telling a story of their life or their experience or that emotion. And not say keeping you on an emotional roller coaster, but it's keeping you emotionally stimulated in a sense. Like, you're not going to be just turned up the whole time, because eventually you're going to fall out of turn up energy. You feel me? And then it's like, all right, well, this music is only good for when I'm turning up, which is cool, because some people only want to make that type of energy flow music. And you got some people, that's the only way they want to feel when they listen to music. That's the energy. That's what they want speaking back to them. They want to feel energy. They listen to music to get energy. So, yeah. So, that's why I say, like, and then understanding the story behind those type of artists, too. But we going to go back into Roddy Ricch, because this is about Roddy Ricch. I feel like for him coming out the gate, especially going into the year, man, he's already a Grammy Award nominated for two singles. I want to say Ballin' with Mustard, and then also with Nipsey Hussle, Racks in the Middle. It could be a very, very, very good year. He started it off well, especially with dropping the album. He's doing well on the charts, doing well in the numbers. And then I feel like it's going to really help position him and position his sound in the industry. And with today's music, that's a big thing. Especially him coming out the West Coast and him being like one of the younger guys coming out the West Coast, he's able to like kind of build a platform for that younger voice, LA. Even though there's a lot of other young talent coming out of LA and the West Coast that's making noise, but right now he got a lot of clout and he got a lot of support and he got a lot of people following his movement right now. And really, people is like gravitating towards songs when you start thinking about the younger crowd. Excuse me, my bad, y'all. Had to burp. But when you start thinking about the younger crowd and younger generation, the type of sound that they gravitating to, because really they're going to be the ones that's going to be pushing the music next. But if you think about the songs and the sounds that they gravitating to, he got that new sound, but he also have that lyrical, that lyrical sense where he can get you turning up, but at the same time, you don't get lost up in this, in the melody or nothing like that. He's actually really saying something. He's actually really telling a story. He actually putting visual thoughts into it. And when I say visual thoughts, I mean, like, he using words and he using phrases that make you think, that bring your imagination to life, that make you kind of play it out in your own mind. Sometimes with music, some music don't do that. You just kind of just listen to it. You're like, oh, that's hard. And you kind of gravitate, like I said, you kind of gravitate to the musical aspect of it, like the beat, the melody. It's not really taking you to a space. You're not really visualizing or imagining. I like the way he does his, because his is like a mixture of both, because it does play into the music too as well. But also, he takes you to a place where you can kind of see where he was at. You can kind of imagine, so you get caught up in imagining, like, damn, and it starts to become more deep. But, you know, it's your boy Baz, and this is just a music review on the boy Roddy Ricch, man. I wish him the most success in his career, man. And if y'all haven't, go listen to that. Please excuse me for being antisocial. And the track that we just covered, man, is the intro, man. It's going to be the first song y'all hear, man, right off the gates. And when you tune into it, man, comment. Man, let me know how you feel, man. And if you bold about it, man, your voice hold weight, man. Send us a voice message, man. Let us know how you feel. It's your boy Bass, and y'all tuning in the End Podcast, and we out.